Morning at 6:16. I'm Dave Williams. Amy Shadrock has the day off. She will be back on Monday, but this is Friday. And among the other reasons we rejoice on Fridays, because the new movies open up. And even more importantly than that, we get to talk with Frank Svitek, who has seen them and knows what he's looking at. And he joins us now from his site, oneguysopinion.com. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, and looking forward to what you have to say, because we have a star-studded batch of films here. We're going to start, though, with one called Marshall, with Chadwick Boseman, Kate Hudson, and Josh Gad.
You gentlemen are making a big mistake.
This here is Mr. Thurgood Marshall. This man is an attorney. You will treat him with the respect that he deserves.
Oh, all right. Is that a little historical fiction here?
No, it's not fiction. It's really based on an early case that Thurgood Marshall conducted in Connecticut, of all places, in 1940-41. At the time when he was in his mid-30s at the time, the top lawyer for the NAACP in its civil rights cases. Most of the cases were in the South, but he was called up to Connecticut to defend a black man who was accused of raping and trying to kill the wife of his wife, a white employer. And the curious thing about the case is that the judge wouldn't let him conduct it in the courts, so he had to, in effect, conduct it through his associate lawyer, a young local guy who had never conducted a criminal case before. So he has to do all the speaking and the cross-examination of witnesses and such, and Marshall has to act sort of like the puppet master. The role of Marshall is played by Chadwick Boseman, and Josh Gad plays the young local lawyer who has to take his direction. They work very well together. Kate Hudson is the woman who's the accuser in the case. The film has a great supporting cast. Although it was made on a modest budget, it's very evocative of its time and place. And it's sort of a footnote to Thurgood Marshall's career, but it's made very interesting here. This is like a very good television or cable docudrama made on a small scale, but with very good lead performances. It's a film that I think most people will really enjoy.
All right. Well, very good. Let's move on now to Jackie Chan. Boy, I love him. And a film called The Foreigner.
Mr. Hennessy, please find out the names of the bombers.
I work for the government, not terrorists.
You used to work for them.
I don't know who the bombers are.
I don't believe you.
Now, it occurs to me, Frank, that Jackie Chan is probably getting a little long in the tooth to be flying around, kicking people over his shoulder and all that stuff. Is this one of those films or not?
Well, he does have a lot of martial arts action in the film, actually. Even though he's in his early 60s, he does. And this is a really change of pace for him. It's not a comedy at all. Jackie Chan is really sort of playing Charles Bronson here from Death Wish. His daughter has been killed by IRA terrorists in a bombing, and he's out to track them down and find them and deal with them himself. There's a backstory about his being trained by U.S. Special Forces back during the time of Vietnam. The chronology doesn't quite work out, it seems to me. But in any event, the way he tries to track down the bombers is through an ex-IRA guy who is now a member of the British government. He's played by Pierce Brosnan. And what Jackie Chan's character does is threaten him. He actually sets off some explosions at his house, and he threatens his family and his corral of his posse of thugs. And finally, of course, the British intelligence is also involved in all of this. It's a very convoluted story because there are all sorts of factions working within the IRA that it's hard to keep in mind. But Chan does pretty well. I must say that in the action scenes where he's doing all this martial arts stuff, he looks pretty tired, and the director has filmed them, and they've been edited in such a way so that they look kind of not quite in focus so that you can't tell when stuntmen are stepping in. But this is actually a pretty interesting film. It's not a great action movie, but it's better than most. And Jackie Chan does a pretty good job of playing a distraught father who's out to get revenge. And Pierce Brosnan is quite good, too, as this ex-IRA terrorist who turned politician. So this is a film that I can give a modest recommendation to.
All right, so we're two for two here. Let's move on to Adam Sandler and Ben Stiller.
Are you Harold Meyerowitz's son, Matthew?
Yes. Mrs. Danny, also Harold Meyerowitz's son.
I didn't realize he had two sons.
And a daughter.
All right, it's called The Meyerowitz Stories.
Right. Sandler and Stiller in this play, half-brothers who are the sons of a just-retired New York City sculptor. And the sculptor is the funny character in the movie, frankly. You have Sandler and you have Stiller. You'd think that they'd carry the movie. But especially for the first half, it's Dustin Hoffman who's playing their self-absorbed father who really gets all the laughs. It's a funny character, and Hoffman brings it off beautifully. Unfortunately, in the second half of the movie, he's pretty much out of commission for most of the movie. He gets sick, and he's in a coma. And so you get all this bickering between the two brothers and Hoffman's new wife, played by Emma Thompson, who's an ex-hippie and not a very funny character at all. And all of the old animosities from their childhood are brought up, and they bicker and they fight, and they even have some slapstick scenes together while Hoffman is lying in a hospital bed. So the first half of the movie is quite funny and amusing. The second half of the movie sort of peters out as far as I'm concerned. Uh-oh. And so for me, this can only be a mixed reaction to the Meyerowitz stories, rather.
All right. And finally, we've got Professor Marsden and the Wonder Women, starring Luke Evans, Bella Heathcote, and Oliver Platt.
Wonder Woman has a secret identity. Why is that?
She has to hide her true self from man's world.
What would happen if Wonder Woman's secret identity was revealed?
Everything would be lost.
I wonder if you were the one with a secret identity.
Well, now, this is not a Wonder Woman film, though, is it?
No, it isn't. It's a very different kind of origin movie. It's about the origin of the character of Wonder Woman. And it turns out that her creator was a psychologist in the late 30s, early 40s, who was a self-avowed feminist ahead of his time, and who also had a very unconventional relationship which involved him, his wife, and a young student that he had fallen in love with. And they live together, and they get involved in role-playing bondage games. And that is the origin of Wonder Woman, who, after she appears in print, comes under criticism from people because of all the bondage and the sexual undercurrents of the stories that Marsden tells about her. You would expect this to be a pretty edgy movie. It really isn't, because the director has turned it into a kind of panegyric to free-spirited lifestyles and unconventionality. She's written, the director, writer-director, has concocted a pretty amusing script. And in particular, the woman who plays Marston's wife, a British actress named Rebecca Hall, has a great kind of hauteur about her, and she delivers all of her stinging lines with great bravado. This is not, although the subject matter could seem kind of troubling, it's not a difficult film to watch. It's really a crowd-pleaser kind of movie. It's made in a very glossy way. And I think most people will find the subject matter interesting and won't be offended by it. So I can recommend this movie, too.
All right. Well, it sounds pretty good. You got at least 3 out of 4 that you recommended for us, and maybe we'll give the fourth one half a recommendation. Thanks, Frank. Always enjoy it. You have a good weekend.